Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, light bulbs, Christy is angry, and Donnie Baker. They're coming up right after this.
Has this ever happened to you?
So, honey, are you flying for business or for pleasure?
I have an important meeting in Denver today.
Hey, that's great. Let me buy you a cocktail. Stewardess, do scotch on the rocks and keep them coming.
None for me, thank you.
Baby, has anyone ever told you you've got the most beautiful blue eyes?
My eyes are brown. Now, excuse me, I've got a report to finish.
And those legs of yours go all the way up to your neck. And your rack is fantastic. Are those real?
What are you doing? Stop that!
Come on, Toots. Give me a little sugar.
I didn't want to do this, but here goes.
Kinky. What is that? Some kind of baton or something?
Not exactly.
Ow! Ow! Stop!
Don't let your next flight be ruined by that annoying loser in the seat next to yours. New from Frigamall Industries, it's the stout, heavy stick suitable for use as a weapon. And it's FAA approved. We call it the Mile High Club. The Mile High Club. Get yours today.
Hey, mister, could you move to another seat? You're squishing my little brother and me.
Yeah, you're a porker.
Hey, kid, are you going to eat those peanuts?
Well, I am pretty hungry.
Thanks. You don't mind if I take my shoes off, do you? Oh, boy, my feet are really sweaty.
I wish you wouldn't.
Oh, yeah, that's the ticket.
Man, that stinks.
Hey, do me a favor. Pull my finger.
I don't like that trick.
Come on, do it.
Well, okay. My eyes are burning. I want my mommy.
Whoa, that's wicked. What do you think of that, kid?
What do I think? Let me show you what I think.
Oh, you made me myself.
Now, give me back my peanuts, butt face.
The Mile High Club works on even the most obnoxious passengers.
Hey, shooter, it's Ken Tarmac. Hey, guy, I'm glad I got you on the phone. Yeah, well, I just boarded. I'm at ATL on my way to CLT. Yeah, I've got an ETA of 6 Eastern, but I call it 5:45. We'll make time in the air. I know. Well, I've got the laptop out, and I thought we could go over those spreadsheets. Hang tight, got another call. Ken Tarmac, it's corporate. Better take it. Ken Tarmac, yeah, I just boarded at ATL. I'll get you those samples ASAP. You bet. Bye-bye. Hey, shooter, still there? I'm back. Now, where were we?
Excuse me, sir.
Hey, shooter, hang tight. Give me a sec. No, I just have an elderly woman in the seat next to me poking me in the ribs. I know. Hang tight. What can I do for you, Mamaw?
Would you mind hanging up that cell phone? We're about to take off.
Well, if you don't mind, I've got important business going on here. I'm prepping for a webinar. I mean, don't you have some knitting to do, Mamaw?
You're giving me a migraine headache.
Lady, at your age, that's the least of your worries.
You have to be the rudest, most ill-mannered.
Well, what's bothering you, Mamaw? Afraid you're going to miss Jell-O night at the nursing home?
Why, you little bastard.
One of those liver spots, or are you playing backgammon? Did you hear what I told her, shooter? I know. Oh, I found the 2 bars.
Shooter, Ken will call you when he gets to CLT. I just KO'd the little SOB, and now he's SOL. BFF, shooter. Bye-bye.
The Mile High Club, endorsed by a couple of guys who know clubs.
Hello, I'm Bart McAllister, Korean War veteran and security expert. And now with my longtime sidekick, Sid Gurney.
Hi, fans.
We're going to put this new Mile High Club through a series of tests. Ready, Sid?
Sure. What do you need me to do?
Test number 1. Is it strong?
Ouch! What are you doing, Buck?
Test number 2. Does it have a good grip?
Ow! Stop it! Have you lost your mind?
Test number 3. Is it strong enough to break a bone?
Oh, my God! My shin!
Well, is it, Gurney?
Yes!
Well, there you go. The Mile High Club available at Weaponland. Read the rest of the tag, Gurney.
Weaponland, home of the steel-toed boot!
Shut up!
Ouch. The Mile High Club. Get yours today.
Wow. If you missed something yesterday, maybe you'll hear it now. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
I'm Chick McGee, and here's Tom Griswold.
Just got a new updated sheet here, Josh.
Yeah?
New updated sheet, as I said, that has all of your dates on here. So
oh, cool, man.
I could read them all, but time dictates that I don't. The thing is, it looks like October 21st and October 22nd, you'll be at the Funny Bone in Liberty, Ohio, Liberty Heights, Ohio. Is
that Township, right? Yeah. Liberty Township.
And the album recording of Josh's new album entitled... Wallets and Anal Beads, and you can be part of it. You can be in the crowd.
Christy, I can only blame you. I know you were asking an innocent question, but you know what happens.
No. She knew what she was doing.
I did know what I was doing. Sorry.
I deserve a little torture.
Who doesn't?
His original title, I thought, was really inappropriate.
What title?
420 Mom 69. I just thought that was just a bit tasteless.
She liked it.
Okay,
hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie.
Donnie, how are you?
Well, I've seen it all now.
What's that?
I've been seeing this chick, Amber.
Yeah.
Man, she's fiery as hot. And she's a dancer, too, just part-time. And when she goes on stage, the DJ always says, it's time for an Amber Alert.
Oh, boy. An Amber Alert.
That's too insensitive.
That's some. Yeah, some nosy waitress said it was unchristian, so now they don't do it no more.
Good.
Sorry to hear that.
No, well, anyways, Amber came over last night. We was getting down and dirty. Next thing I know, the room starts smelling like the inside of that Yankee Candle store at the mall. I'm like, are you queefing or is that just your crouch? She's like, oh, it's just the pumpkin spice lube I brought over.
Oh, is that right?
Which I guess would be normal if I was into getting on with a jack-o'-lantern.
Uh-huh.
Who even discovered pumpkin spice anyways? Is that like what our great explorers Christopher Columbus and Lewis and Clark was looking for?
I have no idea.
I wish somebody would pull another Boston Tea Party, but replace the tea with pumpkin spice and dump it all back in the Great Lakes. Because back in my day, man, this time of year used to smell like manly stuff, like bonfires and deer meat and burning leaves.
Sure.
Now it smells like nutmeg and cinnamon everywhere.
Okay.
Yeah. You know what the mineral is. You know? And now I've taken two showers and I still reek of pumpkin spice.
Man.
And I got a good work smell like I've been baptized at Bed Bath & Beyond, Tom. Plus, you know, a heavy Heather over an accountant. And she'll probably be coming over out to loading dock thinking there's leftover shepherd's pie now. I swear to God.
That's just mean, Donnie.
How does that mean? You know, I feel bad for getting her hopes up and leading her on. Okay, I better go call in sick to work. Do you think if I corner a skunk and let it spray me, that'll neutralize the pumpkin spice? I'll hang up and listen to your answer.
Okay. All right.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
That pumpkin spice is good stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, I have candles, pumpkin candles.
You do?
I like pumpkin candles.
I love them, yeah.
All right. Well,
do you burn them year-round or just in the fall?
You know, I'll go year-round.
Will you?
Yeah. Hey, I'll change it up a little bit, but I do have them year-round.
Hate all things pumpkin.
In the bedroom? Oh.
Dislike intense.
Yeah, I've got one in my bedroom. I've got one in the living room.
Do you like them during intimate moments?
When I'm banging it out.
Yeah.
Is that what you want to know?
Yeah, when you're doing it.
Yeah. Why
making the love.
Yeah. I'm just curious if there's some kind of ritual, if you have some fancy long-stemmed lighter and you put on some.
He's got the smoking jacket, the ass
out. Put on your favorite band, Ropes and Ladders, whatever they're called.
Shovels and Ropes.
Shovels and Ropes.
Are you a music guy, Josh?
No.
I like the sounds?
Yeah, I like the... Yeah.
The fapping and the gagging.
The screaming.
Too much.
Too much. Here, make him feel at home. Pat, shut your mouth and scream, let me go.
I just twitched.
Do you have candles in your bedroom?
Yes.
Sounds like a candle.
I'm real paranoid about mine, though. If I light one in my bedroom and I leave the bedroom, I blow it out.
You should.
Okay, yeah, I don't. Ugh. Especially with a cat.
A friend of mine's a fireman, and I said to him, "Hey, I was just reading that the number one cause of house fires is no longer cigarette smoking; it's candles." And he said, "No, not in my district." Oh yeah, what is it there? He said, "Arson."
Well,
I'm not kidding.
All right,
it depends what neighborhood you live in.
Do you have those little ceramic deals that you plug into your
no?
And then you put the little disc in and it melts the wax.
Yeah, I don't really care for those very much. You like them?
Oh, I have one that I really like. And of course, they discontinued the fragrance.
Don't you hate
it? It's like
that?
A sage, I think. It was so nice.
They discontinued my shampoo, everybody.
What?
Yes. I hate when things get discontinued.
Oh, you mean they
had shoulders?
Bald no more?
Let me ask you something.
Apparently, they discontinued it 3 years ago.
Look at that. You hear the pot call the kettle bald?
Right. Oh, yeah.
What are you talking about?
What horrible news. We're only hearing
that. There's nothing a bald guy likes more than another guy going bald.
That's true.
That is.
Yeah.
It's like when a fat guy loses weight and then he gains all the weight back. Yeah. All those other fatties are like, yeah.
I knew he couldn't do that. Food's too good.
Glad to have my wingman back. I gotta eat my wings away.
So this thing that you bought do they make other kinds of things for it now?
They have thousands of fragrances.
Oh, okay.
But I prefer this one and they don't make it anymore. So. Yeah, and then you try to replicate. So you buy. I probably have 20 of these little disc smelly things.
Oh,
or they have like a cube, or it's just a wax.
Yeah, just to find another one you like.
Yes, it's been horrible.
I had 20 night lights installed in the hallways of my house, and then
they stopped
making the bulbs.
Installed? Don't you just plug them into the?
No, they were built into the wall.
Oh, 20.
Had them all wired up. Yeah, I like a lot.
Leave the lights on.
Yeah,
apparently,
it's like a runway.
Good Lord, it's like a movie theater.
So I went online and I found a place that still had them, and I bought all of them.
A runway.
Good thing you're moving.
Yeah. I'll give the light bulbs to the new guy.
Chick, remember that restaurant we went to? We would go there often, and one of our favorite appetizers was a dip trio. They had three dipping sauces for breadsticks.
Right. Yeah.
And you ordered it one time for us. Oh, we've discontinued that. And I believe I looked at the circuit. So what was the problem? Too popular?
Too delicious?
You were making too much money with that one?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why'd you get rid of it?
Everybody I know or look forward to.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
Stupid Olive Garden.
I'm sorry. back to you, Christy. What else is going on?
A company in China has come under fire for installing surveillance cameras above the toilet stalls so it could monitor employees during their toilet breaks.
I see. All right.
Toilet use during work hours has been a controversial topic in China for quite a while now.
Has it?
Yeah. Josh, some companies actually cut your salary if you spend too much time in the loo, if you will. Others get fined for using the toilet more than once a day.
Fined!
Yes.
That seems a little harsh.
Outfits...
Once a day? Could you do once a day?
No! Especially if that includes pee and poop.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I assume that if it's just use of the facility...
Yeah. Some have installed timers on their toilet booths. And the solution for one tech company, installing cameras above the booths of the employee bathrooms to monitor phone use during the bathroom breaks.
Yeah. Ironically, China doesn't want their employees on TikTok. That's just a weapon for American people.
Steal their information.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Right.
And but do you I think want a lip sync.
Would those videos be of any value on Pornhub?
Ugh.
Probably.
Is there a...
There's absolutely an audience for that.
Yeah.
I'm glad. I'm not judging, but I am glad I don't have
well,
that.
Well, I'm judging.
Yeah, we know you're judging.
If that's what turns you on, go to find a quality psychiatrist, will you?
Or find somebody who'll crap for you.
Yeah, it's out there. Yeah.
Cheaper.
Yeah.
Hey, Phil, can't help but notice all your tables are glass. Funny story. you a lot of Danny Thomas reruns.
Poor guy. What did he do?
Yeah, how did he ever get that reputation?
How did I not mention that?
Maybe it happened.
I'm just here to make you laugh. How did this happen?
Okay.
How did this happen?
Now, I want to play a little something for you. and see if you can. Well, actually, I'll have Christy do the story first. This is kind of confusing. It's about NASA releasing some very special audio.
Yeah, they've released the sound of space rocks crashing into Mars.
So they claim.
According to CNN, the NASA InSight lander heard and detected the vibrations of four space rocks as they slammed into Mars over the past 2 years. Wow. NASA released a recording of one of the Martian meteoroid impacts. CNN describes the audio as a very science fiction sounding.
Want to hear it?
Yeah, I would like to hear it.
This is Mars. Here we go.
Ugh.
That's cool.
That when this blup was weird.
They call it bloops.
Here it is.
Strange.
No,
the space rock enters the...
Play it again. They have the advanced... We gave you the enhanced audio, Tom. Go ahead. Okay. Hit it again.
Wow, Mars is rocking.
This must have happened on a very particular date.
What day?
Well, it was
let's see if I don't remember.
It was released today.
Earth, wind, and fires on Mars!
I think it was released today. What's the date today?
Well,
you gotta remember.
Do you remember?
No.
The 21st of September.
Hello there.
Hello there.
Boy, this just makes you smile no matter what.
Well, it may make you smile, but boy, oh boy, was that a tough day for me.
I have slight dementia.
That's right.
What happened on the
2018? I just got engaged. My draft number came up.
Oh,
I know.
Man. Horrible day for me.
Shipped me off to Da Nang. Watch.
So it's like 68 again? Here
so
we go.
What you heard is a space rock entering the atmosphere, exploding into pieces, and then hitting the surface.
Of Mars.
Of Mars.
No, we have the... That's kind of hard to understand. Okay, this is the enhanced audio.
Okay.
The Martian atmosphere has only 1% of the thickness of Earth's atmosphere, meaning that many meteoroids zip through it without disintegrating.
Many.
Yes, you can read more about this in a journal called Nature Geoscience.
No, and I was wondering, how's their sound on Mars? And there is, you hear it differently on Mars than you would here. Sound travels much shorter distances on Mars than Earth, and sound dies quicker in the cold, thin air of Mars.
Gotcha.
And
plus, they have many restaurants up there.
Really?
Many.
How
many
are those?
Oh, but they have great food. But
great food, but no atmosphere. You couldn't help you. You and Ace should start your own shows.
I bit my lip.
It's interesting that... there are a lot more stuff hits the surface because the atmosphere is
they don't break up because the atmosphere is so thin. It doesn't disintegrate like the one we heard.
So yeah, so Tom's point is more whole meteor.
So if you're walking around,
yeah, you could get hit in the head with one.
If you're driving around, what's that place called? That fixed my windshield.
Safe Flight Repair.
Safe Flight Replace? Safe Flight's going to be great up on Mars.
Not that I'm a child of television. What are you talking about?
Every windshield. They just did mine. Yeah, every windshield up there. Getting hit by things all the time. You got a song about the rocks on Mars?
Woke up this morning and there in my driveway. A huge fireball fell last night. Oh, no. A meteorite. Called my agent at Farmers Insurance. J.K. Simmons put up quite a fight. Everybody, oh, a meteorite. Pizza boy brings the sausage to the porn star. She looks at him with fake delight. He says to her, ah, yes, it's meteor, right?
No, there's no need for this.
We didn't have to hear the real song.
No need for this.
I love the song.
It's another singer who sounds like he's scared.
Desmond Dekker.
How was this
a hit? Slower than I remember.
I don't know.
Much slower.
This part's fun now.
It's great. So that every mouth
can be fed. I feel like this would be me at a Bob Marley song. He'd play his third song. You just played that twice. I don't know. The reggae all sounds the same.
It's a reggae classic.
Where are you from?
I don't know.
When I was a kid, I thought he was singing Ezra and I.
Ezra and I.
Ezra and I.
It was two guys. Ezra and this guy running around. It's not.
No.
It's not Meteorite either, Pat. But that sure is a good song.
Parody.
Of course, it's no 21st of September.
But. Speaking of songs, the U.S. Space Force has released its official song. According to CNN, it's titled Semper Supra. And it was unveiled during the 2022 Air and Space Forces Association Airspace and Cyber Conference in Maryland. According to the release from the Air Force, it was written and composed by two former service members, James.
Oh, sorry.
You've got mail.
Got an email?
James Tichener, a former member of the U.S. Air Force Band at the Air Force Academy, and Sean Nelson, a U.S. Coast Guard Band trombonist and staff arranger. Would you like to hear the song?
I've got the song. This is the new Space Force
it is named
official song. Here we go.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm going to go watch a college football game.
I mean, the instrumental is strong, I think.
Yeah, the song is named after the U.S. Space Force motto, Semper Supra, which is Latin for. Anybody remember their Latin?
What's the first one?
Semper Supra.
Like Semper Fi.
Semper Fi, Semper Supra.
No, the day.
Always.
Always
the day.
Above.
Above. Always. Yes, always above.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life
and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did, and I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.